The number 3 University of Oregon women's basketball team is ready for the final round of Pac-12 play. As KLCC's Love Cross reports, this weekend's Senior Day will be especially celebratory.
It's a senior class that's seen much success over the past 4 years, with 2 trips to the Elite Eight and 1 to the Final Four. This weekend is being called Senior Weekend Plus One, as seniors Sabrina Ionescu, Ruthie Hebert, Mignon Moore, and junior Satu Sabali will be honored at the Ducks' final regular season home game against Washington on Sunday. Last week, Sabali declared her intention to register for the WNBA draft, and since it's her last season with the Ducks, she too will be part of Sunday's celebration. On a 14-game winning streak, the Ducks can clinch their 3rd straight Pac-12 regular season title with a win over Washington State on Friday night. Senior Ruthie Hebert says it's important to close out the season with victories at home.
We want to win. It's for my other seniors and for coach, and everyone, so you can leave, especially these last 2 home games, just to leave here on a bang and leave Matthew Knight, you know, in a good place.
Sabrina Ionescu is coming into this weekend's games fresh off an emotionally difficult day on Monday when she spoke at the memorial service for her friend and mentor Kobe Bryant and his daughter Gianna. She addressed an audience of 20,000, including dozens of basketball legends like Michael Jordan and LeBron James, at the Staples Center in Los Angeles. It was also live-streamed around the world. Associate head coach Mark Campbell says the team gathered around and watched the live stream of Ionescu's speech as they prepared for number 4 Stanford in the Bay Area.
You could have heard a pin drop. Everybody was just quiet. There wasn't a word spoken, hovered around computers, laptops, cell phones. So that was just a really special moment on arguably the biggest stage in the world that day. And she did a tremendous job and represented herself and her family, our program, the community at the highest level.
Campbell says knowing what kind of person Sabrina is and how her work ethic permeates into everything she takes on, her heartfelt tribute was no surprise.
What that was just a glimpse of what we get to see over the last couple years put on the national stage. And so her performance and composure and what she did is no surprise to the people that are in her inner circle and that see how she handles her business.
Fighting through an illness and arriving at Stanford only an hour and a half before tip-off, the superstar senior's ability to rise to the occasion was tested. On that night, she hit a major milestone, becoming the first NCAA player for men or women to hit 2,000 points, 1,000 assists, and 1,000 rebounds. She also extended her own NCAA record by earning her 26th career triple-double that night. Fellow senior Hebert says playing with Ionescu has been something special.
It's an honor to be able to come in with Sabrina and, you know, make some history with her, and it's been really fun. It's great to see her get everything that she gets because she deserves it, and it's just so nice that I can be able to share it with her and, you know, have my name next to her and a few things in the history books.
I asked Hebert what one word she would use to describe this season.
Maybe motivating. I think just for people on the outside and even us, when we take a step back and see everything that we've been through as a team, it's just like, wow, we've been through all this. We have a target on our back and we're still going up. So I think it's just motivating to be able to be a part of this team as a teammate, as a coach, and as people around us watching.
The Ducks are a perfect 13-0 at home this year, one win away from matching the program record for consecutive home wins in a season. The Ducks have packed Matthew Knight Arena this year, with fans young and old flocking to see this record-setting team in action. Hebert says that's also part of this year's motivation.
Older ladies come up to me and be like, well, we wish we had a role model when we were, you know, these little girls' age. And I think it's just really touching to be able to inspire someone, no matter what the age, so like, hey, you can do this. Hey, it doesn't matter what you look like, where you're from, you can make impact somewhere.
And this weekend, that impact will be felt at Matthew Knight Arena. While both of this weekend's games are sold out, Ducks fans should get another opportunity to see the team and these superstar seniors in action, as Oregon is predicted to host the first 2 rounds of the NCAA tournament in March. Love Cross, KLCC News.